This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Would you like to hear about Bill Barnwell's trade proposal?
Sure.
It's between the Steelers and the Cowboys. Round one NFL draft. The Cowboys would get the 20th overall pick. The Steelers would get the 24th pick. The Steelers would also get the 87th pick in the third round. And they would get the 174th pick, which is a fifth round pick. And the Cowboys would also get a fourth round pick. Should I say that again better?
No, that was great.
Okay.
I mean, unless you want to say it to the listeners.
I don't know if they picked up on it. I don't know if I'm making sense. My anxiety level's at a 15.
Say it again.
Steelers get the 24th pick, the 87th pick, and the 174th pick. The Cowboys get the 20th pick and the 119th pick. And the reasoning, as written by Bill Barnwell, was, quote, the Steelers could stand to add another offensive lineman, but they would probably be looking toward a tackle as opposed to guard. This wasn't a deep team a year ago, and the days when they had homegrown talent waiting to burst through the ranks up and down the roster appear to be in the past. I'd like to see Pittsburgh add more depth across the board with this draft, and Mike Tomlin's team would have five top 100 picks if they did this deal.
That would be a really good deal because this is a very top-heavy draft. The bottom half of the draft isn't as great, so...
Top-heavy, like the first few rounds.
The first three rounds.
Yeah, so within those top 100 picks.
Yeah, well, exactly. So, and I mean, we've been saying this. I've been saying this for a couple months, like trade back. I feel like there's going to be a lot of evaluations on guys that will have first-round evaluations that are going to fall. And if you could trade back four spots, you know that the Cowboys, what, they don't need a tackle. They need a center maybe, though.
Yeah, so they could get Barton is what Barnwell went on to write.
As a center?
Barnwell said the Cowboys view him as the best center in the draft.
And he himself said that that's lazy analysis, right?
That was Fatanu.
So, okay.
But Barton played center his freshman year at Duke and has since played tackle. So teams either evaluate him as a tackle or both.
He's a 6'5". He would be a 6'5 center. Am I wrong there?
Well, here's the thing for me.
Okay.
Here's the thing. Caboli lately has said he could see the Steelers trading up. Think Fittipaldo. Said the Steelers could consider trading up. Hell, he said it with us. I have always thought trading back makes more sense,
yeah.
Just like you said.
And crew.
If they were a tackle and a center away from being a Super Bowl contender, then I would trade up and get my preferred tackle and then hope that I could trade up again in the second round and get a center.
Yep.
But they don't only have two holes. They've got tackle, center, wide receiver, corner, and really defensive line. And that's probably the order that I would rank them. So to get more picks in the top 100, you're throwing more darts at the board with the thought that you could add players at each position of need. And, heck, if you are so inclined, if you've got five picks within the top 100, you get your tackle in the first round at pick 24 that you get from the Cowboys in this hypothetical. And then you've now got three third-round picks. If you want to go up in the second round and get a center, that's how you do it.
Right.
Is you package one of those picks and you go up and you do it. And so you could still address needs. You could address needs with the players that you would prioritize. It makes a lot more sense to me to trade back than trade forward. You're going to mortgage losing a later round pick or maybe more to move up four or five spots and get a guy that might be better than the guy you'd pick at 24. I just wouldn't do that.
No.
Or at 20.
Unless you're absolutely sure in love with somebody.
Yes.
And this goes into the reason. This goes into the thought process of the first three rounds last year were pretty good for the Steelers.
They were.
The picks, that, I mean, they played a lot. I mean, even Nick Herbig on defense made plays this year, played a lot.
He made the play of the game in that
play
Seattle
game.
I mean, maybe the play of the season at that point.
Darnell Washington, Keanu Benton, you got Joey Porter Jr., you got Broderick Jones. So, you know that you can get the most in the first three rounds. And with this being such a top-heavy draft in the first three rounds, that would be – and then, like you said, like even if you feel like you needed to trade up to get a certain player later on after the first round, you still have your accrued picks to be able to package those together to get up. I would do that in a second.
Graham Barton is 6'5", by the way.
Yeah.
I didn't have I thought that was the case. I didn't have the answer right in the forefront of my mind, and I thought if I entertain answering your question that I would lose my train of thought and the segment would go off the rails.
I thought that I thought I was taking the segment off the rails and talking about a point that wasn't the actual point, and you didn't want to talk about it, so you moved on.
No, I would have entertained talking about it, but I wanted to talk about both, and I thought if I would chase that, then we would have talked about neither, and then I would have been really mad at myself at the end of the segment.
So you're basically saying what I've said.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Dorn, shut up. All right, let's go for it.
Well, but it wasn't,
it wasn't
about you. It's not you, it's me.
No.
But
in the time, it was me, and now you're like, okay, like let me kind of smooth this over and say that it was me.
I didn't want to say yes to something that you thought was correct and I thought was correct, but I didn't know was correct.
And it wasn't even really the point of the discussion.
That's right, it's you, not me.
See?
I would almost bet my house that they make a trade. In like a sexy trade. Not like moving up a couple spots in the fourth round, not moving up a couple spots in the seventh round. No, they're either going to move up and get their guy, or they're going to move back in accrue picks.
Or they're going to trade for like Cortland Sutton.
Yes. Yes.
Or a player trade.
Yes. We have seen that there's an aggressive nature with this front office, and people have spit on me basically whenever I've said they're not doing things the way that Colbert did it, because people will bring up the Minkah Fitzpatrick trade. Okay, fair enough. This offseason is aggressive in a way that I don't know that we would have ever seen Kevin Colbert be aggressive. You go out and you get Patrick Queen. You overhaul the quarterback room. This is a new line of thinking with this group, and so I imagine they're going to be aggressive. If that means moving up, okay. If that means moving back, I like it more. I do think one of those two things will happen. It's not me, it's you.
Mm-hmm.
Up next, Steelers insider thinks he's got a good read on what the club could be planning on at pick number 20. We'll let you hear that coming up next.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
My wife just texted me, dude, and goes, "Too bad we don't live next door to Doran. You could have woken him up with your car alarm."
That'd have been perfect.
Oh, what a day we've had so far. These are the fun days. The Penguins didn't play last night. That's not necessarily fun. Neither did the Pirates off day. But it gives us freedom to just...
be us.
Yeah, choose our own adventure. The 50-minute mark on the Fan is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Coming up in 10 minutes, two big stories today. We have Rossi reacting to our question about Crosby's future, and then Paul Skeens, he's shoved again in AAA. What does this mean for him? What does it all mean for the Penguins? What does it all mean for the Pirates? We'll do that coming up in 10 minutes. But Ray Fittipaldo, he joined the PM team yesterday, and he said, if it's between Barton from Duke, your 6'5 center, Dorn, and Amarius Mims, that he thinks the Steelers will pick Barton.
I know why. Do
tell
you know
me.
Why?
No, why don't you tell me?
I mean, do you know why? Take a guess why.
They think he's got position flexibility?
Yeah. Mm.
I don't want a guy that could do multiple things. I want a center, or I want a tackle. I want to solve a problem. Look, this whole Barton thing flying up draft boards, it makes me really uneasy. Because 2 weeks ago, I'm not thinking about him at all. A month ago, I'm not thinking about him. A week ago, I'm not thinking about him at all. And now all of a sudden, he's the darling? And he did meet with the Steelers. He's not my favorite center. He's my third favorite center. I'm not an offensive line guru. Don't give me that look. I'm not going to stand here and talk about hand usage.
But you're talking about flying up draft boards. Like, these are the actual team's draft boards. These are Mel Kiper's draft board. These are Daniel Jeremiah's draft board.
Okay, wait a second here.
These aren't the actual teams.
I'm not going to put you on the spot here, but you've got a guy who's always right. What did he say about Barton?
I haven't looked at it.
Well, okay.
I'll look at it in the break.
Do that and let me know.
Okay, I will.
And okay, so here's the thing. Like, there could be medicals with JPJ. People are kind of guessing about that. He's done the gambit. He's talked to teams. And then all of a sudden, the intel is saying that guys are falling back. I will say, I'm wondering if all this center talk is smokescreen. We know that they had Mitch Morse. They need a center. We know they need a center. I think they're going to take a center. But not at 20. I'm kind of getting, and maybe this is because it's what I want them to do. I'm kind of getting Malik Willis vibes here. Like, everyone thought Malik Willis, if the Steelers are going to take a quarterback at 20, they were going to take him. The only guy that really didn't was Peter King. And now he's out of the whole equation. We can't ask Peter King what they're going to do anymore. Everyone thought it would be Malik Willis, who wound up being Kenny Pickett, and that was the previous regime. I'm just hoping, center, everyone's saying they're going to take a center. They should go tackle 20. I'm hoping it's misinformation, so you're not going to have teams jump over them for a tackle. That's what I'm hoping.
I really think that the centers are going to get pushed to the mid to late second round.
Yeah.
And I think that they think that as well. But we can agree that their first 20th overall pick is going to be a guy that they've had in for a visit, right? Or no?
Oh, yeah.
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 Because they did it last year. Everyone there. Yeah. Okay.
Top four picks last year
were
visit guys. And that's a Colbert thing, too. I mean, they've done that for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we know we could take a stab and say one of these 30 guys will be their pick at 20.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for sure. And you'll probably be able to guess out through all the way through the third round.
Like, I'm saying it's not going to be Brock Bowers.
Right.
But if he's there.
And they canceled their meeting. They never wound up meeting with the quarterback, with Michael Penix Jr.
Oh, they didn't?
Yeah, he never came in.
Okay.
So, much ado about nothing there.
Hey, everyone. Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us, and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.